U.S. Senator Chris Murphy helped to convene a mental health summit Thursday in support of bipartisan legislation he is sponsoring that's aimed at addressing the issue. The Connecticut Democrat was joined by the bill's co-sponsor, Republican U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. Their Mental Health Reform Act of 2016 was recently passed by the Senate Health Committee unanimously, of which Cassidy and Murphy are members. With 8 Democratic and 8 Republican co-sponsors, it is among a number of mental health proposals in Congress. At the start of the summit, which included a series of panels with medical professionals, Cassidy outlined what the legislation is intended to do.
It improves coordination between federal agencies and departments that currently manage mental illness. It increases access by increasing the number of providers. It improves the science that those providers, the dissemination of the science that those providers will use in order to treat those patients, and it promotes integration between physical health and mental health as opposed to treating them as two separate issues.
Boxes filled with roughly 200,000 support signatures are to be delivered to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, urging passage of the legislation. Here's Murphy.
There is momentum behind mental health reform that hasn't existed in this town in a long time, and it's because of the unspeakable rolling tragedies that are playing out throughout this country. But shame on us if we don't use this moment in order to make real change.
Patty Murray of Washington, the ranking Democrat on the Senate's Health Committee, is also backing the bill.
There's, on average, nearly a decade between someone showing signs of mental illness and getting treatment. Suicide is the highest cause of death for those ages 15 through 34. And nearly a quarter of our state prison population has struggled with mental illness. Now, there are a few challenges that I'm focused on in particular here. I believe we need to strengthen our mental health care workforce because right now half of all of our U.S. counties do not have a single psychiatrist, psychologist, or social worker.
Committee Chair and Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says the mental health bill has as good a chance as any other major legislation of seeing action in the Senate before the presidential conventions in July. John Madigan is with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
When we look at the raw numbers of Americans living with depression, 40 million plus, those living with substance use or alcohol use disorder, 20 to 30 million more, we're looking at 70 million Americans directly affected by mental health issues. I would argue that we are in the midst of the largest public health crisis our country has ever seen.
Katrina Velasquez of the Eating Disorders Coalition says the legislation would increase prevention initiatives for eating disorders and make clarifications to ensure eating disorders are included in the mental health spectrum.
Eating disorders in particular affect around 30 million Americans during their lifetime. And what many don't know is that it actually has the highest mortality rate out of any mental illness. But unfortunately, our voice has never been heard in Congress.
The bill now awaits further action in the Senate. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.